The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Jeff Bezos wants to keep Amazon in startup mode, the very latest on his management philosophy and whether it can continue to keep Amazon going strong.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And in a shareholder letter, Jeff Bezos, CEO of Amazon, has stressed the importance of putting customers first and staying nimble. The letter, an annual exercise, offers a window into Mr. Bezos' management philosophy. Let's dive right into his newest philosophical musings with The Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens, joining us from San Francisco. Hey, Laura.
Hey.
One thing that was noted here, and I think it's one of the most interesting components, is the relationship Jeff Bezos has with his employees. Let's start there, because there's many components here, but that's one of the more interesting ones. What is that relationship like, and how does it lend itself to Amazon's atmosphere?
Yeah, well, so Amazon has a very strong culture, and it all stems from Jeff Bezos, the CEO and founder. You know, he started the company in 1994, and since then has, you know, really steeped the company and his culture, even though now it's over 300,000 employees. So in Jeff Bezos' shareholder letter this year, he writes and talks about his management philosophy and kind of gives a few interesting windows into his thinking on things as well as the way that he interacts with his employees.
So we also spoke about his opposition to relying on the standard market research. What's his thinking there, and has that been a process that works for Amazon?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Amazon has a strong culture of trying to innovate and, you know, not just listen to market research, to not use kind of a proxy to make decisions by. So they really try to come at it. I mean, this is something that Jeff Bezos is constantly out there saying, that they try to be customer-centric and really think about what a customer wants. And they actually have this fascinating internal process where they start off with a press release kind of outlining what, you know, people might want. So they think big. They start with something that they don't even know that they can accomplish, and then they work to accomplish that goal.
Mm-hmm. One of the other interesting components that jumped out at me was the data he released on compensation. Can you talk a little bit about that and what it might tell us about Amazon's big picture here?
Yeah, so the company also released a proxy showing the compensation, and Jeff Bezos takes a very small salary still. I think it's around $80,000 that he draws on an annual basis. Mm-hmm. And then he doesn't take any stock options, so he ended up being the least paid executive out of his executive team. And I mean, that's not incredibly uncommon. A lot of CEOs or founders don't necessarily take huge pay packages, but his cloud services head, who's Andy Jassy, he made about $35 million, and that was, you know, substantially higher than the $1.68 million that Jeff Bezos made, which he makes about every year.
So, Laura, if there's one prime example that can highlight his management structure, what might that be?
It was interesting. In his letter, he actually gave a window into what is kind of a rare thing that he talked a little bit about his role in helping with Prime Video and all these original series that Amazon's been doing, like Transparent's a big one. They just won an Oscar for Manchester by the Sea, which is an original movie. So he said that his team had asked for the green light on an original series. He didn't say which one, but he thought it might be too boring, that it might be, you know, the business opportunities might be better elsewhere. But still, he said, you know, making a decision quickly is very valuable. So he trusts his team. They've won all these awards. He said, you know, go ahead, I give you the green light. I disagree, but I hope this becomes the most watched series, you know, on our network, basically.
Interesting.
So, you know, he definitely kind of gave an example to show that he tries to walk the walk.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens about the latest from Jeff Bezos and Amazon. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thank you for joining us. So, Laura, you and I have talked about how Amazon is starting to build these new brick-and-mortar retail stores and initiatives, and with some growing pains, Bezos stresses the importance of keeping that startup mentality. How has that been key in and of itself to Amazon's success and working through those growing pains?
Well, it's interesting. In his letter, he talks a lot about ways that you can make decisions more quickly at a company. He focuses on looking at outside trends and really letting those influence what you're doing as a company. So the big one he cited was machine learning and artificial intelligence, which, you know, obviously with the Echo device that they have, drones, you know, there's lots of initiatives. Also the Amazon Go store, which, you know, is supposed to allow you to leave the store without actually checking out.
Right.
Those are some big high-profile things that they have touted as kind of that section of things. But they're also, he was saying that they have this great knowledge base based on their retail sites. So, you know, they have all this stuff tailored to finding search results, to detecting fraud. They have all these different layers that are beneath the surface that they're also relying on, which is something that he said will give them a leg up in this race for the future of AI.
Very good. Laura Stevens, thanks as always for the time.
Thank you.
For more on Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens' coverage on all things Amazon, you can check out her stories at WSJ.com. That will end this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.